Okay.
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 Here we are. We're recording.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
It's
Is anyone
All
there?
Hallows Eve.
I wish it was. It's not. It's August.
August.
Still. It's August. We are doing this intro because we have a few people we want to thank, and it's been a very long time, and we haven't been able to do one of these intros in so long. But here we are. It's Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.
Almost evening, and we are doing it because we got to say thank you. We gotta say thank you to these people.
We gotta.
And here we go. We're gonna say thank you right now.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Here we... No, like this.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Here. I'll show you how it's done.
Oh, okay. Thank you for money to spend. Here's an original song we penned. For Monty, Chris, Miranda, Jesse, Emma, and Beth. We take too long to say thanks for the coins you put in our piggy banks. We're amateurs, but our gratitude's decidedly yours. And if we threw a party and we invited all you lovely friends, you would see a suspiciously giant pastry, and the icing on top would say thank you for money to spend. This is a really long intro. Not intro. This is a long interlude. That's what it's called? Music?
Yeah, I think so.
It's music. It's here. Music is happening. Here it goes again. Here it goes, I think.
Where does it go?
Now.
Oh, great.
Nope.
That wasn't
it. That was a trick.
We got you.
Oh.
Ruffina would suddenly spring
from the cake splattering frosting. Gwen would stuff your mouth with 43 sticky bricks. Backpack would give a thumbs up.
Will rolls his eyes and says,
"What the fuck? Why are you giving me money? What do I look like, a goddamn orphanage?" And then Nick's head would roll in, and it would be really bloody and gross. And he would say,
"Hey guys, this is a great party. Can someone cut me a slice of cake? I'm just a head now. I rolled here all the way from Barovia. It was really difficult. I never saw my invite, but, you know, I think it's hard for mail carriers to get into Strahd's tomb. No big deal. Can someone maybe feed me the cake? I'm just ahead now."
Thank you for giving us bread. Thank you for giving us bread. Thank you
for giving
us bread.
Thank you for giving us bread.
It's going to go on forever now.
Thank you for giving us bread.
Forever and ever. Just like our gratitude to
all
of you.
Thank you for giving us bread.
Monty.
Thank you,
Chris,
for giving us bread.
Miranda. Jesse.
Thank you,
Emma,
for giving us bread.
And Beth. Oh, poopy.
Thank you for giving us bread.
It's going to keep going forever.
Thank you for giving us bread.
Thank you for giving us bread.
Thank you for giving us bread.
You're simply Mark Jessen.
Thank you for giving us bread.
You're amazing. Thank you for the wiki. Everyone go help.
Thank you for giving us bread.
Do the wiki.
Thank you for giving us bread.
You're listening to the show about short stack dragonborn and loamy follicles. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Ruffina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack. And I'd better learn how to pronounce Tivoli before we get there. Oh, Tivoli, crap.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I have to record this moment. Wait a second. Alex, what
she's
did you
gonna,
just
she's
say?
She's going to show up. She's going to show up. I'm here first. I've been here forever. I've been here for 5 minutes.
This is that's why I didn't think it was you. Probably.
It can't be Alex.
How does it feel?
Does it feel terrible like you
I've
always
got my
suspected?
Beer. I'm calm. I'm all ready to go.
Oh,
well, you opened my soundboard, kind of.
Yeah, but I we can't see you. So how do we know
yeah,
it's
whoops.
Really you?
Yeah, it's true. Oh, my God.
Abby, that's an impression.
Ready?
Impressive
you
want to
see who's really behind door number Alex?
Door number Alex. There he is.
I thought there was something obscene that was going to be held up in front of the camera.
A what?
Something obscene.
Oh, something obscene.
Extreme zoom.
It is so nice, I have to say, to be on my computer in the evening and not listening to people draining on about PMP and agile project management styles and scrums and iterative and
I don't know what
you
language
guys,
you're speaking
this week
anymore.
Has been so rough on Denise that she had to play Gloomhaven at 6 a.m. one day.
I did. I did. No, I didn't play Gloomhaven. We played Frosthaven.
That's true.
So, it's the same fucking
same
thing.
Div. Well, I mean, different starting characters.
I thought you were
going to
say different strokes. Hey,
different strokes.
Different strokes for different Gloomhavens.
I think there's a fight going on in the comments. Oh,
this is all that's left. This is not so much left.
I thought
left.
That was a bag of weed. I'm not even, I turn around, I see Abby holding up a bag of weed, but what is that? A hamburger? What the? That's so bizarre. What is
it's stolen without any marzipan in it.
Stolen?
It's German stolen, and it might be pronounced Stalin. I don't know.
Oh.
But I made it from scratch, and I made the candied peel from scratch, and I made the marzipan from scratch, and now the marzipan is eaten out of the bread, and there's only stolen left.
Well, just eat the good pieces, right?
I was not prepared for that, for it to be gone. You know how you know when it's the last bite of something? And now I'll never have that last bite.
Well, you have to make more.
I'm going to have to. It's going to take 3 days at least, though. I have to let the candied peel dry and I'm going to punch him in the head. Wow. I'm punching you in the head.
Wait, so Alex just ate the filling out of a pastry you made? Are you fucking kidding me, guys?
There was like this
He's
much.
A villain.
No,
he fucked it
much
out.
Stolen left.
What?
No, no. This much. This much.
I can't see it. Like, how is
no,
this?
No, like
cookie?
That much plus one slice. That much plus one slice.
So
and
so
I said, oh, good,
eight?
There's a lot left.
Center?
So
yeah,
if I take a slice,
that.
It'll be fine because there'll be plenty left. But it happened that the marzipan ended early. It was like not the whole length of this.
Wait
the
a second.
Stolen,
now you're
so.
Criticizing Abby's cooking skills. You need to shut up.
What are you saying about the length of my
no,
marzipan?
I know
box.
That I'm going to. It doesn't matter what I say. It's game over.
Oh, poor Alex. You know what's funny? I'm going to say this, Alex. And unfortunately, I don't know if any of these times have ever made it into the actual released podcast, but there have been so many times over the past 4 years that I hear Abby getting mad at you for eating something.
Cheesecake.
It's so many times.
The cheesecake made it in because I remember
yes.
hearing that on an episode.
Okay, all right, good. There was the cheesecake. There was something about ice cream. There
yeah,
was like
was
somebody's leftovers
sin.
From it. Yeah, it's very funny. Alex seems to be a perpetual sneak thief eater guy.
And
no,
he pretends
it's,
like
it's
he never
not
meant
exactly
it.
That, folks. It's that
folks.
Abigail has to eat the last bite. Like she has to,
aww.
If she's expecting that, that has to happen. And if
you
it doesn't,
know that
then,
about me.
Then you're dead.
Hey, but guess what? You know what? I don't know about the last bite. I don't know if you're exaggerating in that it actually is like a little compulsion that you need to eat the last bite. But seriously, when
it's
you think
thing.
Something is in your cabinet and you yes. are expecting it, you think about it for a couple of days and then you're like, I'm going to eat the whatever it is. And you show oh. up and your idiot partner has eaten it.
That shit
that sucks.
Happens so much. I hide stuff because
uh-huh.
it's like I went grocery shopping and I bought this snack for me. I don't want you to eat this beef sticks. These are my beef sticks. Mm-hmm. So I just put them in the veggie drawer.
So you're supposed to magically know which of the 70
I understand.
Things in the cabinet.
Listen, my rant was truly with love because you know that I understand that you guys are just living and you're just eating whatever you want to eat. But sometimes
you get mad at me sometimes if I don't eat something.
See, the thing is, you
why did you eat this? It's been in the cabinet, you idiot. It's been in there for 2 months.
That's true. That's true too. Oh my God. It's such a weird her dance, because it is truly something that we don't we can't get right. That's the one thing we definitely can't communicate about, because usually you're like, I thought you wanted it. Like, cause there was the time I ate this and you got mad. And I'm like, no, that's garbage. Just eat it. Like, just, you know, it never makes sense. It's the best.
When the ambulance on the way to the hospital, I didn't eat. I thought you wanted the food.
I wanted all
the food. You got mad that one time.
Well, see, now Chad, the one thing he can do to keep me from eating something is to buy something with nuts. Cause then no way I can't eat it. So if he gets candy with nuts in it, then, well, I'm not going to down it.
And that's why I made it marzipan, because I didn't want Denise to eat it.
Yeah.
I didn't eat it.
I didn't eat any of it. But that guy did.
Even though the marzipan layer wasn't as long as the thing. And
yeah,
the
seriously.
Stuff and...
What kind of horrible cook made that garbage dessert? I mean, who wants to eat it in the first place? The marzipan wasn't exactly evenly distributed in this homemade pastry. Right?
And what is marzipan anyway? Right?
It's a Homestar Runner character.
It's Homestar's girlfriend.
It is. But I even said to Alex, I really wish that the recipe called for the marzipan to be more evenly distributed through the loaf, more like a calzone, so that it's flat instead of like this circle that you have to get to in the center of each piece, because it would just be so much more like you'd get a little in every single bite.
Yeah. Yes. I totally am about ingredient distribution.
The stolen chapter or stolen, however you say it, chapter of that cooking book. That has all of the details about all the different cows in the world and the protein content of milk. And
I think
gotta
if we have an agile planning process, let's get a project charter. Actually, you know what? Let's have a brainstorm session and let's get like that, you know, that first iteration done.
Let's ideate.
And then we can
do some solutioning. Yeah.
Let's look at the whole project package.
Whenever anybody says ideate, some part of me just Abby held up.
Yeah, that's
dies.
True too.
What did I do?
I can't comprehend the food you were holding
really,
up. It looked like
a
hunk of cookie
bread.
Dough with a biscotti on top.
Yes, that's what I was saying. It looked like a piece of dough with a piece of toast on it.
Well, here's the thing, guys. Melba Stolen toast. Was such an experiment for me because I'm not a baker, but. So it turned out kind of bad, but I really liked it. It was undercooked
kind of
and
bad.
It didn't really rise very well. And of course I was making it while watching the Great British Baking Show, which I'd never seen.
Yeah.
And so I realized how many things could go wrong and I decided I didn't care. And I really just did it the way, because it was like midnight and it still had to rise one more time. I'm like, cook it.
Yeah.
So we just baked it. I thought it was very flavorful and yummy. It wasn't what it was supposed to be, though.
Paul Hollywood would have been very disappointed in you.
So it really is sort of dough and biscotti all in one. That kind of is what it ended up to be. But I think it's delicious and I'm going to make it again.
Good.
Great.
Awesome.
But have you ever had candied peel? I thought it was the grossest thing until I made it myself. It's actually very tasty.
I have had candied
had
orange
covered
peel. Yeah,
orange peels,
chocolate like candied covered orange candied orange peel. But
yeah, so
is that what you did? Like you candied a
well,
a
you boil
peel?
The you have to pull off the peels and then you boil them and then you rinse them and then you boil them again and then you rinse them and then you boil them with sugar water. Then you let them dry and then you cover them in sugar.
That's why I asked you if you were using the recipe. Didn't I ask that this time? Because I was just watching that guy do that for another recipe. But I was like, it was literally an hour before I saw the message from you that I was like, I just watched that. Like, did I share that with
that
you?
That old timey cook man?
Yes, he's super cool. He cooks all these old recipes with old methods and it's wacky. In old costumes too. In an old kitchen.
Mud hut.
Yeah, he's really
old
cool. He's such a nerd. Yeah, I love it.
Wibbly wobbly. Okay.
Okay.
I'm calmed down enough to play now.
Oh, Alex, I'm going to remind you the whole game. Hey! Rawr! That's all I'm going to say.
All right, I'll calm you down even more.
Uh-oh.
What? No, don't you dare.
It's super quiet. We can't even hear it.
Yeah, I turned all my sounds down.
Well, because some of them broke my eardrums.
I knew it
was
coming.
Is that better?
This is definitely my marzipan lament. This is my... I expected the marzipan.
That's awesome.
And there's it just goes on and on, like the stolen. I can't get to the Marzipan Center. It's not there. Where's the cadence?
Are you ready, Denise?
Wait, are you talking?
Is this going to be a scrum session?
what just happened? Alex lost his voice. Really?
Uh-oh. Oh, is he frozen now?
Perfect.
No, he's not frozen.
No,
I can see
him.
You moving.
He's not muted.
Oh, I bumped the mute button.
I was yelling,
but I was on time the whole time you were playing the Marzipan
limit,
and no one could hear me. Pretty normal. That's all par for the course.
Like super on time.
I'm on time. Abigail's.
Yeah, don't push it. You know why I was late.
Right about the Marzipan.
Oh, no, you guys.
And then
so
I hit
cute.
The mute button. Good podcast, guys. Bye.
Guys, this is the best. It's awesome because listen, I think it happens with literally every couple. Like, how could it not? How
yeah,
could it
it's
not?
True.
Denise is like, I'm perfect and it doesn't happen to me.
It doesn't happen to me.
She already said it happens to her.
I know. I'm just it was not as dramatic as the thing I said. So like when I was screaming about it, I expect Denise to scream. how
sorry.
Else will we know if she's all right, good. That was a good scream, Denise. I didn't know that
Thank
Denise
you.
Made the sound effect for our entire first season. Every time Irina screams. I didn't know that, Denise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very consistent, too.
She should be a part of the Screen Actors Guild because of that one.
I am. Where's my card?
Previously on Pork Fried Dice. Go, Shawty. It's Short Bathwack. We're gonna party like it's Short Bathwack.
Oh my
We're
God.
Gonna sip some her stew like it's Short Bathwack. And that's all I have.
You need. That's all you need.
Oh my God. And that's all
I'm not
have.
Cool enough to be familiar with 50 cents.
Oh my God. 50
my
cents.
My mom 50 cents? Did you pluralize it?
What? What do you mean? I don't understand the question. Anyway.
Dying.
So, Bathwack got short.
Yes.
Forella and her Goldum were dispatched, though not before she promised to mess with one of their minds. She then evaporated into a puff of four-leaf clovers and a small glass orb filled with a green smoke. Shortly thereafter, he shrunk to half his height. That means he's now 3 foot, 3.5 inches tall. Also, Rafina seemed to forget his name. Does she have something against short dragonborn? A quick remove curse later from Gwen, and she seemed fine. Will was very suspicious of Bathwack's orb holding and height change, and they exchanged a few words and spells.
Ooh-hoo.
But wait, what's that? A large figure lumbering away in the woods? To give chase or not to give chase? To give chase! The group followed a set of large, hairy footprints and eventually came to a quiet clearing in front of a walled-off cave, complete with the smell of baking bread. They found the door to be unlocked, which swung inwards, allowing access beyond.
And I totally forgot about the end of that.
Yeah.
That's why I recapped it.
I was just stressed the whole last time that I am now half my size, and I don't know, so many things seem unresolved. Like,
yes.
Everything happened, and then we're like, whoa, look at that thing!
Yes.
I forgot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. I have many things to say.
Oh.
But we're at this Bigfoot house. It's got to be Bigfoot, right? Yes. Bigfoot.
Gwen smells bread, so she's going in.
Yeah,
oh,
what
yes.
does the door look like? Is it scary?
It's a wooden door in a... It's like bricked off. It's like these rough...
So looks nice. Like
rough clay brick.
Even though it's going into a... rock face it's
like looks like into a cave
yeah
it's like set in the side of a
I mean Gwen's going in good luck no
it smells delicious
yeah
I'm going in
come on guys what do you think they cook like children in bread or something
maybe there's
probably marzipan
guys do you think they cook children in bread here
No one would cook kids and things.
Yes, they would. It's not me, by the way, just in case. I want to clarify that it's not me. We ran into some people who cook kids into it. Just let's not talk about it. It's terrible. And it's probably not what's happening here, right? Yeah, it's all good.
Do we need to sneak? Are we worried?
Gwen's not worried. She's just walking right in.
Should we knock? Should we knock?
I thought we did.
Knocking happened.
We did? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I knocked and opened it, and no one came, so I tried the door, and it was unlocked, so I opened it and went in.
That's breaking and entering!
I love it when Will makes that noise.
The door's not clearly marked. I don't think you can call it breaking and entering. Who knows? This might be just a public door.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
that's,
Will?
Yeah, that's my argument.
This goes from the outside glance to inside. More outside.
Wow.
What does Bathwick want to do?
I just wanted to see what the inside of the room looks like, but then I'm going to stand out front in case something is on its way back, or I don't know. I'm out here looking for the marzipan. I got to stop saying the word marzipan.
Stop saying the word marzipan. You're not helping your cause. The thing to do, by the way, is to warn me that the marzipan is out of the bread. Okay, back to the game.
I didn't know.
Oh,
nice. Impossible not to know. Okay.
All right. So Gwen and Rafina are just.
Do we smell marzipan? It reminds me of a time my parents.
Will does,
fought.
But he's having a stroke.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess Gwen's just going in, right?
So
Gwen's
and Rafina's
just going in, and Rafina's just going in. I stand outside too.
Okay.
Oh, with Bathwack? With short Bathwack?
Short stack
boy Bathwack.
Of course.
And by the way, Bathwack, Clockface, Captain Clockface is next to you, and he's like looking you straight in the eye, and like is just like sizing you up. And
wait, what? But I thought Captain Clockface was in my backpack.
Oh, right. He's not.
Oh my God, he's
right
dead.
Now. I forgot about that.
Oh God! I hope that
I was berating myself last time for forgetting to have Captain Clockface respond to Shortstack Bathwack.
Yeah,
and then it was because I'm great and remember everything,
except for this time.
That means now that my backpack is like as big as me, pretty much.
It's very big
with everything that I'm carrying.
You find it still manageable, but yeah, it's comically large
really?
On him.
Yeah. What about his sword? But his sword shrank though.
Yep.
So his backpack didn't, but his sword did.
Magic, right, guys?
I'm just curious what I see, I guess, now that we're talking about this. Like, he's standing there. This is the first time maybe I'm just really getting to stare at him and just silently. Will, uncharacteristically silent, just staring down at Bathwack.
Wait, it doesn't feel heavy.
No heavier than it was.
I'm not worried somehow that I'm weaker.
Mm-mm.
Ooh.
No.
Maybe that's an illusion, though. Maybe you are.
Oh.
So,
I feel great.
You do? That's good.
So, Gwen and Rafina stride on in through the door, and you find yourself in a nice, cozy room. The baking bread smell is much stronger here, much more potent. You would suspect that the smell is emanating from the oven and in the rear of the room, which is glowing, pretty much the only source of illumination here, short from the sun streaming in from the open door behind you. The both of these light sources illuminate a room filled with shelves and like counters, and there's a table in the middle, and most of the surfaces are covered with various pieces of pottery and clay work. You see plates and bowls, you see teapots, you see clay pots, some of which have flowers within them. See a wide array of different types of sculptures of different creatures. The table in the center of the room is mostly empty, but in the center of it, there sits a huge hunk of wet clay. And then you do see a small doorway, looks like, in the rear of the room with a piece of hide sort of covering it as a, I don't know if I'd say makeshift, but as a somewhat of a door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I'd like to go over and just kind of peek behind the hide and be like, hello, is anyone here?
So you peek behind. It's kind of dark back here. It looks like, basically looks like a, almost like a closet. But instead of a wonderful wardrobe of clothing hanging up, there's like a, on the floor, looks like a pile of like furs that might serve as a place to sleep. And this pile is very large, you note. Very long and large, and the furs are heaped up.
And is that the only room, like other room, other than where the...
You don't see
all the pottery is?
Okay. Obvious other exits from that room, nor from the first room.
Okay. Rafina, it doesn't look like anyone's home.
Okay. Well, clearly somebody lives here.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know why they would leave something in the oven. I mean, it could burn.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that. Should we check on it? Or do you think maybe it's a souffle and we shouldn't open the oven door?
Well, yeah, because that would completely ruin the pressure. And the, yeah, it's now I wouldn't want someone to ruin my souffle.
Should I do my eyeball spell and peek in like through the oven door that way? That might melt my eyeball, though.
I mean, yeah, you can try, but I would hate for your eyeball to, like, I don't know, cook, and I don't know how that's going to smell.
Yeah, that seems
that's
risky.
The most important thing.
Definitely risky. All right. Well, Mo.
He peeks in from outside. What?
Mo. There's nobody home, we think.
Okay. Cool. So,
I guess we can live here now. Just kidding.
This is my new candy store.
I love it.
It's totally perfect. There's shelves everywhere. There's furs for me to sleep on, kind of like my pillows, although I can't sleep now. But hey, they're there.
And we can all just pretend to be your customers forever, Will says sarcastically. Yay! Through the door.
And thus ended the saga of pork fried dice. They lived forever in the woods until they all killed themselves after living with Will for 2 weeks.
Two weeks? That's
what
way too long.
What a happy ending.
Oh my god. I thought traveling with Will was bad. Living with Will, I mean, jeez.
Well, it was also bad. It was exacerbated by all the sugar we ate.
Yup. That's the only food source we can apparently find.
Bread and clay. We also ate the clay.
We ate the clay. I have candy aplenty.
Okay. Well, but seriously, what do you... Should we maybe... I don't know. I feel a little weird about rifling around, but maybe there's something hairy here.
Well, I mean, there's furs, but I mean, they look like they belong to someone. So I mean,
right.
I'm not going to start. I don't want someone coming in my place and taking everything, like someone did and took all of my stuff in Moore's Inlet, and now I have nothing. So,
well, sure.
I did want to get a quick look around the room since the door is open. And I have the robe, so, I mean, if anything is there, but somehow invisible, hopefully I would see it.
Okay. Is the robe teeny tiny now?
Yeah.
It's too small.
Super, super tiny. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the robe did not shrink.
No, it shrank too much.
It's tight.
It's a robelet.
It's like a... It's like a bathrobe that doesn't fit.
It's the halter top of eyes.
Bat black in a little robe.
Oh,
no.
Oh crap. You know, you say that jokingly, but it becomes true.
Yeah, you have to tell them the truth.
So you have the halter top of eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So accurate.
I can see your cute little belly.
So you don't notice anything that is, you think, otherwise invisible. Your robe does not reveal anything hidden away that your normal eyes cannot see.
Hmm.
Okay. Then I'll continue looking out into the woods.
You could look both ways. You have a robe of eyes on.
That's true, but well, I wasn't imagining I was blocking the doorway. But kind of standing to the side. I guess I can't help but look at Will as well.
It's true.
Are you looking up to Will?
Yeah.
Getting used to the new perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
If he really looks up at me and sees me staring at him, I let my crown show for a second, and I'm just like, I mean...
You do notice the crown looks very large on him now.
What?
Like it didn't shrink.
His head actually got smaller, too?
Oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. I guess in proportion it would have to. But...
Right, but like the crown didn't
shrink. I wonder if I can take the crown off and reach up and try it almost subconsciously.
You can't.
You see him staring at it.
Ooh.
Mm. All right. No change there.
Yeah. I see him do that and I'm like, yeah, me neither. And I do it too. I'm assuming it doesn't move.
Nope.
Yeah. This is great. great.
Well, you guys, I don't see the large being here anywhere. Nor do I see anything. Well, I guess I do see the furs. That's something with hair, or something with fur that the umlauts need. But I'm not taking it from in here because this is obviously belongs to somebody.
Should we check for magic? Don't you have a way to do that?
Oh yeah. Do you want to see if anything's magic in here?
I do. My guess is everything is, but I'm just guessing.
Okay, so Gwen's going to cast world. Detect magic.
Everything is magical.
So is friendship.
There's none of that in here. All right, detect magic. Your colleagues are glowing in various ways, as you're used to seeing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you don't really see anything in here that's magical. This all seems rather mundane.
Out of curiosity, everyone glows except Gwen and Samo.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I'm sure that, you know...
They're persons?
Well, yeah, I'm sure Rafina probably glows because it's just Rafina. She's just magical.
Yeah.
She's also probably, like, smeared fireflies all over herself or something.
She pulled off the butts and is, like, rubbing it all over.
She would never. Those are thieves in Bear Toggle.
Yeah, that's something that Abby said, actually. I heard that today, and it was amazing.
Oh, that's...
You said that
in Bear Toggle, they catch fireflies in jars because they're thieves.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
That doesn't sound like something I would have said. You guys are making it up.
No, it's incredible. Will's like, so how do... What... Is there anything that would make me think that this particular place is the home? Did we follow the footsteps, like, right to it?
Near here.
So are we sure that this is the house of whatever it is that we were chasing? And also, do you think that thing has a house?
Well, everyone lives somewhere, not necessarily a house. But, I mean, it's large like the thing we saw, so... I think it's safe to assume that this is probably their abode.
Should we?
In terms of scale, if we recall, the door is very tall. I said that last time.
Okay.
And then the sleeping area seemed large that specifically Gwen saw.
Well, Will didn't go in, so it's hard for me to... Will, like, I guess if people start coming out, he'll... go in a little bit, probably not to the back room, but just kind of look around. Do I notice anything odd or anything? A perception check or something?
Give me a perception check.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Oh, wow.
For real? Wait, I don't see it. I can't even see it. Yay! I still can't see it. I'm saying yay. Oh, a natural 20 on this totally useless world. It's like, you see that there are clay things in here.
All right, so you're in this room.
Yes.
You see that there are clay things in here.
Yes. Yay!
Let's see. The sculptures look like all to be of living creatures.
Oh.
Lots of different types of animals. You see different types of people as well. Like,
okay.
You see human people and dwarves.
Do I see gnomes?
Yes, you do.
You guys, wait. Will, like, that stops him. I mean, I guess, what else do I see? I don't want to, if you were going to give me more.
You see umlauts.
Okay.
You see ibish. You okay. see, you know, pretty much all different types of people. Dragonborn, did I say that? I don't know if I said that.
Any peoples Tiefling. That I'm not familiar with, because I didn't know what the umlauts were. Do I see some
There's probably creatures? Lots of animals you're not familiar
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? It's just a horse or something. So, like,
with your lack of
It's just a different breed of dog. Knowledge. I'm like, oh my goodness.
It's probably hard to say. If
like, why are there no paintings of rats?
I know. Where are the pigeons and rats? What else exists?
Let's see. So yeah, it's hard to say with how okay. unfamiliar yeah, you tons. Are with That's biology, yeah. whether something you don't recognize
is
a
there
person.
A 1-to-1 scale model clay model of Tivoli built in here. I'm just looking for all the things I'm worried that are missing. Right. Anything else?
You see there is a stack of bowls upside down on a shelf. Okay. And stamped on the bottom of the top one, because it's the bottom is up, it looks like there's a small symbol.
Uh-huh.
Upon closer inspection, you see it is of a waterfall.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You're poking around a little bit and you pick something else up, and on the bottom of that is another one. So you check a few and it looks like this symbol is stamped on everything.
Wow. Okay.
And then finally you hear very faintly breathing coming from where the hide is.
So Will thinks, you know, he's like, he wait, from behind the hide thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Will thinks he's all like, you know, it's fine. They checked it out. There's nobody here. So he's like, but he's still being quiet the whole time, right? But then he hears the breathing and he does that weird walk when you're trying to do big steps, but step on your tippy toes and like hustle out of the room. Like this really weird, like.
Give me a stealth check.
Oh, shit. All right. Oh, my goodness. After a natural 20, it's going to be like.
Sorry, I think I missed the. So there's one big room.
It's not big, but it's bigger.
My stealth is 12.
So Rafina and Gwen and Will are in this room now. It's just one room.
I went in when they came out. I didn't realize. I thought they were
Oh, they came
there.
Out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I went out because I didn't see anyone home.
Yeah, that's what I thought was okay. happening. I went in when they came out. Yeah.
Okay. You exaggeratedly tippy-toe your way out of the
yeah.
out of the room. Okay, now you're outside.
Oh, guys. Okay. Yes. I think we hit the jackpot in terms of storytelling.
Do tell.
Hey, guys, I think we hit the jackpot in terms of, like, maybe other things we weren't even looking for.
There's a whole shelf of denouement in there.
Yeah. All right, guys, first of all, there is somebody in there because I totally heard breathing. What did it sound like? Big, heavy breaths or, like... Little elf.
It's very
breaths.
Faint. It's hard to say.
Very faint. Okay, just breathe. There was definitely breathing in there. There is somebody in there. Let us close the door. I'm trying to close the door quietly. Like, that's what part of what my gesture.
Stealth
like,
check.
Yeah, you want me to do a stealth check again? All right.
I do.
All right.
D&D, we roll dice here.
That's fine. I'm ready to roll.
14.
14. So continue. It's better than last time. Okay. Guys. All right. So in there. Whatever this thing is, there's clay figures or whatever. Did you see them? Did you see the figures? There was one.
Oh, the art in there was beautiful.
But there was like little animals and stuff. What I don't even know most of it. But there was a fucking gnome in there. There was a gnome. So oh yeah, dude's not here anymore. Well, you know, gnomes apparently still a thing here or something, or this thing knows about it. I don't know. What do you think? That's weird.
Well, let's go in and ask. And okay. Gwen's gonna because you close the door.
Wait. Also, what? More. I felt. You know. I mean, I don't actually know if this is weird or important. It just seemed a little weird since I've met you, and I gestured to Bathwack because I think waterfalls are a thing with you. I don't know, like the waterfall chains you all have going on, and I gestured to Clockface too.
He's in a backpack.
Oh, yeah, Clockface.
Duh, how could you forget? You idiot!
I say that out loud. I'm just insulting. I'm just trying to make Bathwick upset. I gesture to Clapton. Eric Clapton, Clockface. Jeez Louise. I've said that before many times. Clapton, Clockface. I don't
in
know why.
In a pottery room with a deer hide curtain.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I was goodbye, other joke I was going to say because I've just misspoken too many times. Okay. But that's important, right? Gesturing only to Bathwack since Captain Clockface is in his backpack. Jeez Louise. Like everything is stamped with a waterfall in there. Significant? I have no idea. But to you, I think that's a thing, right? A little theme that's gone through this group or something.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, Mo. All right, here, Mo. So Eric Clapton Clockface.
Uh-huh. I love so, cream.
All right, Bathwack made this necklace thing that he has, and I gesture at Bathwack. And the weird thing is when we met Captain Clockface, he also had a necklace that he made. It was weird. They make jewelry together. I don't know. Dreams, visions. I have no idea what's going on. But waterfalls seem important. Waterfalls are on both the necklaces. And then, like, Dew had a waterfall or something.
This seems like something you wouldn't give a shit about.
Will pauses and is like, and he looks really confused. And he's like, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. And then
now
Will,
you've derailed
like,
him.
Yeah, Will is completely derailed.
I broke Will.
Yeah.
Quick, someone else talk. It's your chance.
Will's just standing there. He's just confused. And then he like turns to knock on the door. That's all he does.
No, Will, let's go in. I tried to knock already.
No. There's somebody in there. You don't just break into someone's house just because there's... If I'm sleeping in my house and you happen to be in Tivoli, don't ever just fucking come in if I don't answer the door. You're supposed to knock. And if the person doesn't answer you, don't go in. That is manners.
Manners.
Wait a second. What's happening here?
So Gwen and Rafina go in. Yep.
And take a shit.
Wait. One of these clay pots has got to be for that. Am I right?
Bathwack, what?
Just can we knock just really loudly? Like, let's wake up anyone if they're sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Yes, yes. I don't know if that was in character or if that was Alex. I wouldn't have talked to you like that if that was just you. It wasn't? Okay, good. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, Alex. Yeah.
Stupid. All right, here. I'll knock with you. We'll make a racket.
Yeah. Good. Yes. And I'm knocking above and Bathwick's underneath. It's the greatest thing ever. Yeah, I'm pounding.
Foley work.
Yes.
All right. And from within, you all hear.
I back down the steps if there are any steps, or just away from the door if there is just a door.
No steps.
Okay. Can I have ice cream? I don't know what they said, but I heard it.
Hello?
Someone eat my marzipan. Don't talk to me. That guy's really good at reading lips.
Are we? But we're early.
I'm just shaking my head, listeners at home. I'm just shaking my head.
Folks, they're called folks.
Folks. Folks at home.
Are there any folks at home?
The old folks at home. Isn't there a song?
There is a song.
Okay, there's a song.
So yeah, you hear this loud noise from within. Will backs away from the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear footsteps approaching the door.
Mm.
And then the door opens. And before you is standing a very large, Bathwack, to you it looks giant, individual. It's kind of like a huge pile of furs. just standing in front of you.
Oh my gosh, really? Mm-hmm. Like, it looks like it's made of furs, or just...
Upon the initial impression is yes.
Yeah.
But then you realize that's their clothes.
Oh, so he's furry and his clothes are furry.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love it. All right.
It's a Chewbacca.
Yeah.
How much taller are they than Gwen?
About a foot.
Okay.
You don't run into too many people that tall.
Wow. So what is that? Like 7'5" or something? What are you? 6'5"? 6'8"?
6'9"?
6'9"? 6'9"? I'm 6'9".
Like almost 8 feet tall. Okay. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Jeez Louise. You're tall, I say.
So the furs they're wearing looks like they're sort of patched together lots of different types of animal furs of different colors and sizes and shapes. And underneath, yes, the person beneath is covered in fur as well.
What kind of fur? Is it curly or straight or lustrous or dirty? What? I'm interested in the hair.
You better have answers for all of these.
Yeah.
Go.
This episode brought to you by Revlon. So the hair is the person's hair, not the fur's hair. Okay. The person's hair is long and straight, very dark brown, very dark brown. Hmm. Probably would look black in a lot of lighting situations.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dirty. Mm-hmm. It's not lustrous either. It's sort of a matte, dark brown hair, fur.
Okay.
And every portion of their body you can see is coated in it.
Okay, like, I'm picturing the cutest creature ever. Is it cute?
I know.
Or is it not cute? I'm very curious.
The least cute thing about it is its size.
Okay.
Just because that's impressive in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's nothing. It's not ugly.
What is its face like? Is it humanoid, like, with lips? Or is it, like, a cat mouth? Or, like, what is the face?
You can't really tell.
So does it look like that creature in Bugs Bunny that, you know, picked up the Martian?
Monster,
yeah. Is it like sort of a...
Like Cousin It.
Yeah, exactly.
The hair isn't that absurdly long. It's not like the hair on its head reaches down to its feet, but it's long enough that it's basically like...
Like Cousin It.
In its face.
Can we see its eyes?
You can sort of catch the hint of their eyes behind their fur.
Oh my god.
Their hair.
I want to see Jim Henson make this creature. Like, I'm picturing, like, Ludo, but, like,
Ludo!
You know. Yeah, but, like, obviously she can't
see Will friend.
I mean, like, even Will would have to be his friend. Like, that would... Oh, Ludo. So cute. Okay.
Is it likely that this is the same thing that we saw earlier? Because it's so asleep. And we didn't follow it that long ago.
Granted, we did talk for 4 hours about what we were going to do.
That's true.
We put it to sleep. We really did put it to sleep.
We bored it to death. Yeah.
Remotely.
Yeah, like, I mean, she's right, though. The question is a valid one.
So that is odd. You feel like it would be the period of time and the way you did give chase would be strange for something to be not only asleep, but asleep enough to be able to go into its house and move around and not be woken up. But that being said, the physiology of the being is very similar to what you saw off in the distance.
Will just waggles his fingers at the creature, like a greeting, like to see if...
Oh, hello.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Well, we smelled the delicious baking bread or something, and we just came over here to see what it was.
Oh, it's baking bread. Would you like some?
I would absolutely love some.
Well, you're welcome.
What kind of bread is it?
I don't understand the question. It's bread.
Oh. I guess that's my answer then. You don't have different flavors?
No.
No.
Do you?
I do.
Don't eat them, though. Don't eat the flavors.
Some of them are crunchy.
Twig.
With twigs. Some of them are very crunchy with pebbles.
This is what I call pebble bread.
Those aren't flavors.
Gwen's going to go in her purple pouch and be like, if I'll give you a sticky brick if I can try some of your bread. This is what I make.
You sure? That would be great. Do you all want to come in?
Thank you so much. That's very absolutely hospitable.
Good.
Come on, Will.
Will is silent.
Can we leave the door open?
Are you asking him, or are you just... Just
oh, I would say it more politely. Do you mind if we leave the door open?
Sure. I usually do. Let's more light in. Don't have any windows.
Huh. Great.
Rafina Phalangepot at your service.
Oh, hello. I'm Roger.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I'm Gwen.
Oh, hello.
I'm Bathwack.
Hi.
Will.
I'm Mo! Oh, come in, come in, come in.
Captain Clockface waves from the backpack.
when I jump in, up and down, it's both Captain Clockface and also, what's his face, this doll. All their arms and legs are like...
Blinsky. Oh, yes.
Who's doll?
Yeah, yeah.
That's still there.
You mean the Strahd doll?
No, the doll that...
Ricardo
doll.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Ricardo construct.
Ricardo... Oh. Construct.
Oh, right. Yeah, you have two constructs shoved in that giant backpack. Which hopefully everybody saw this in the chat. This picture of...
Oh my god, I did!
Bathwack with his backpack on.
I really want to put a Bathwack face.
Wait,
over
my... you? Like, that's
no,
your...
That's
no,
cousin.
That's my cousin.
I meant, like, related to... Like, that's actually... Yeah, you know. Said that. I thought it was a...
meme or something.
Yeah, like I thought it was something with a thing. Oh my gosh.
Abby shared an image of her cousin with an enormous backpack in the chat. The image is on our secret Discord, the link to which can be found in the episode description to each recent episode.
No, I took that picture.
That's so crazy.
That's about accurate.
And perfect. We're going to have to like block out the face and share that.
But like she was saying, yeah, just put your cartoon backpack over it.
Yes, we should do that for real because that's hilarious.
It's perfect
and weird that you have. Like, how did you access
at your fingertips?
That? Yes, too. Like, that's insane.
I had to scroll to the earliest photos I have in my photo account because I knew it was like forever
ago. Oh my god!
Ago.
Thank you for doing
16
that.
16 years
so
ago.
Fun. Yes, 16.
2005.
Yeah. It was the year before we got married. Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
How old is this person now? Then.
Oddly enough, we just saw her on Tuesday. She was driving from Massachusetts back to Chicago. She's in her late 20s.
Oh my god.
And she's
gosh.
In graduate school. My little cousin. It's so crazy.
Wow.
She's famous now.
She's going to love that.
That's awesome. That's
she's
so
PFD
awesome.
Famous.
Mm-hmm. PFD famous.
Give her a wiki page. Mark, get on that.
The Chronicler.
Mark the Chronicler. Get Chronicler? Does that doesn't sound
I think
right.
It works,
Chronicle,
right?
Chronicler?
Chronicular.
It's just one of those
like,
words that sound
funicula,
weird.
Funicula.
The chronic.
Funicular.
All right, so he invites you all in. Does everybody go in?
He leans over to me. I am very much the last, and I kind of hang out in the doorway.
Okay.
Unless Bathwack wants to be last and also hangs out in the doorway and we make it really awkward and we get stuck in the doorway.
Step backwards over him.
Yeah, that's it.
And, and then there's mistletoe and you guys kiss and it's really cute and everyone's like, oh my god.
Yes. This isn't a Christmas episode.
Oh, whoops.
Will and Bathwack only kiss in the Christmas episode.
That's right.
Ooh, Christmas magic.
Right. Listeners, bet you can't wait for December 2021.
Now we have to get them to kiss in the December 2021 Christmas episode.
I'm aware. I'm aware.
I'm jotting it down.
Mm-hmm. Going in the notes.
Various notes. Evernote page.
Going in the minutes for today's meeting.
Have to
oh my
kiss
god, he's really writing
in
it.
2021 Christmas episode.
Oh my goodness.
Right. We're all going to forget about it and then it's going to happen. It's just going to be glorious.
We're going to forget about it and plan it'll happen.
That's awesome.
There's lots of things in this list you guys have forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the fact that fireflies are thieves in Bear Toggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I forget everything that I say on this show because then I get to be pleasantly surprised when I listen to it.
50% of this list is things that Abby says.
So great.
Okay. So, Roger has invited you into his home. Now you're allowed in.
Roger.
You guys are like, wow, this is great. I've never seen this house before.
Wow, you made it pottery, maybe. Yes.
What's this? Oh, what's this? Gwen's like, what's back there? Is that private? I won't look back there to respect you and your private spaces.
Sir, do you know the umlauts? We are travelers in this land, and we're just trying to help them with a project.
Oh, yes, I see them sometimes. They're a little far away. I mostly keep to myself.
Are you friendly with them?
I would say so.
And they're friendly to you?
Yes, they're very friendly. Friendly people. Are you all friendly? You seem friendly.
Most of us are.
We're friendly.
Oh.
Unless we wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Well.
Yep, that's me. I'm the unfriendly one, just in case you didn't know. I raised my finger in the air.
I didn't know.
Your finger.
Like, that's me.
Which finger is that?
Yeah. I'm the unfriendly one.
Yeah, that's me, you fucker.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. I don't actually do that, but I kind of wish I did.
So did you make all the pottery in here and all these sculptures and everything?
Oh, yes, I did. You noticed.
They're absolutely stunning.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry if you were knocking for a while. I can be hard to wake up, I know. I'm a very sound sleeper. I have an odd sleep schedule.
That must be really nice.
I suppose. Most of the time it's fine.
Do you usually sleep for a long time?
Sometimes. I sleep weird.
Tell me about your sleep schedule. I want to know all about it.
Well, I don't really have one. Yeah. I just fall asleep randomly.
Hmm. Okay.
Sometimes for brief periods, sometimes for days.
Oh, days.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Is that normal for you? Like always?
Sometimes. It's different.
You know it's not normal.
No.
We can't sleep at all.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's true. We can't sleep either.
So we have sort of the opposite problem.
Huh. I mean, sometimes
we want to sleep.
Don't sleep.
We're never tired. We don't sleep.
You must get a lot done.
You'd think.
You would think.
What do we do for half our day?
Well, a lot happened to me the last couple days, I guess, but...
No. Not me. Not much happens out here. It's nice.
Well, maybe you could help us then. We're helping the umlauts, and we are looking for something with fur.
Oh.
And then we're also looking for... What was the other thing, guys?
Badger meat.
Oh, badgers.
We are looking for badger.
A 500 gold worth diamond.
Don't we have that?
And we will steal it from you. Our paladin will do that for us.
We're looking for a project charter.
Oh, Denise. Oh, is one of you the new Supreme Forager?
Oh, yeah. Do you know anything about the summer stew? Tell me more. I am suspicious.
Well, they make that every year.
Yeah, what is it?
Apparently something has to do with their coming of age ritual. I don't know. The Supreme Forager comes out here every year. Ask for
Here's
some hair.
Here's the issue, though.
Oh.
The Supreme Forager is missing.
Right.
And we're helping them gather the stuff that the Supreme Forager usually gathers for their stew.
Have you seen the Supreme Forager this year? Like you were just
Not
saying.
Not this year, no. I assumed one of you was maybe a new one. It's been the same person for the few years I've been here.
Why aren't we actually
said
looking for
it comes
for
out
them?
And asks for hair?
Mm-hmm.
Asks you for hair?
Mm-hmm.
Could we have some hair?
No, sure, if you pay the price.
Oh, here we go.
What's the price?
Here we go, guys.
Pay the price.
It's very steep. I don't know if you can afford it.
Maybe we should keep talking before I ask.
No, let's just ask. It's not going to change.
Maybe it does. Maybe the longer we talk, the more expensive it gets.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Guys, I'll leave right now. And I step out the door. Just kidding.
Should be careful, Will. Like, I'm leaning on the door frame at, like, just about the right height to not quite be noticed, but also to trip you. Not intentionally, but, like, it just could happen. So,
okay. You
know, the price is a story.
Oh. Oh, well.
Rafina's like, I'm out.
Any kind of story?
Yes. That's all.
Will tells pretty amazing stories.
Who?
Me? Oh, wait, I mean lies. Is that what you want as a lie? Just maybe. Kidding, Will.
You don't have to say just kidding.
Will, why don't you tell him about Tivoli?
That's near where I grew up.
What?
What?
I grew up in Bufflin.
What?
So it exists?
Not the city, but the it's a little confusing the way this country is, isn't it?
Yeah.
The region of Bufflin.
You
That's where my family is.
And you've heard of Tivoli?
So you've heard of Tivoli.
Sure.
Will, like,
it's a big deal.
Visibly looks... Oh! Thank you! I point at the guy and I'm like, the first fucking person we have seen that knows what Tivoli is and just... Say it again! Say it again! I need to hear it again.
Do you want some bread?
No, please. Say what you just said again.
What? That Tivoli's a big deal?
Yes!
Do you want some bread? He's holding out a board. He's cut up some bread. It's still steaming.
Does it smell good?
Mm-hmm.
I take a piece.
Okay. And he starts offering it around to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Glenn's going to take some of that.
Do you even only have one flavor of bread in Bufflin?
Well, okay, Rafina, let's talk flavors. When we talk
about
flavors...
How big of a deal can it be if there's only one flavor of bread?
That's not in Tivoli. We have plenty of different kinds of bread. I was going to make fun of you and talk about flavors and twigs, but apparently you've got to step all over my joke.
They have moonshine bread. They have murder bread.
Hey, who are you, DM?
They have sex worker bread.
Stop it! Gross.
Roulette bread.
Tivoli is the Baskin Robbins of bread flavors.
That's the IV in Tivoli is 4 for the number of bread flavors they have. 4.
The IV? What did you say?
In Tivoli, IV, 4. 4 bread flavors.
Oh, yeah. 4. Pumpernickel.
The 37 is hidden
sourdough,
in Baskin Robbins logo.
Olive loaf. And... Can there... Wait, I can't answer this question.
And sex worker.
I was worried you were going to say, like, pancakes are a type of bread. So if I don't say pancakes, we don't have pancakes. So I was worried about that one. I'm just... It's fine. None of this matters. Rafina, twig bread. I don't... What are we talking about anymore?
I don't know.
Oh.
Why Roger is a mono bread maker.
I don't know.
Mono... bread atheist.
How do you make different flavors in bread?
Well, after while it's cooking.
I thought you said after a wallet is cooking.
I kind of swallowed while I was saying it. You take it out of the oven right before it's all the way done and you roll it in something, sometimes on the ground, and then you put it back in the oven and then it's all done.
You can't see his face, but he looks very skeptical.
Rafina, do you sometimes use your feet?
Don't be ridiculous.
Always.
I mean, it's on the ground. I was just
That's
curious.
How Abby made the marzipan for your fucking dessert, Alex!
It wasn't marzipan, it was toe jam!
Enjoy! Retroactively. Poor
she
Alex.
She knew.
I know. Okay, talk about Tivoli then.
No.
Tivoli. Like, oops,
Tivoli.
I said it wrong.
Yeah. So why are you here when you could be up there?
Where? In Bufflin?
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know how close you lived to Tivoli.
Not that close. I just heard about it.
Oh, you heard about it. Okay, good. See, he not even close, and he heard about it, and it's a big deal. Not even close, guys.
It's like the second biggest city in Bufflin. Who wouldn't?
Second biggest city in Bufflin. Fuck.
Yep. Well.
What, am I wrong?
You are very close to wrong.
I think that means right.
No, it's every year we measure, and it's a competition. We might have lost every year before, you know, ever, but still, we're going to get there.
Wait, what competition?
The bricks in Bufflin are from Tivoli.
Yeah, Tivoli laid the bricks in Bufflin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, you're making him so happy. Thank you, Roger.
Wait, are we best friends?
Sure. Do you like the bread?
Will hasn't tried it yet because he's so excited about Tivoli.
Try it.
Uh-oh, is it poison?
Will suddenly... I'll roll to see if I
want to know how my best friend feels about my bread.
Oh, God, he's going to poison me. Actually, Will's probably just in a good mood. He pauses for a second, and he looks around. He tries to get a feel of the sense of this place, like, or sense of the feel of this place, whether it's, like, truly good, or if there's something sinister going on. Should I roll a perception check?
You have a 20 perception from before. There's lots of sculptures of weird-looking creatures you've never seen before that look like would probably kill you.
Yeah, but I never got
a sense
of... It's
a frog, guys.
So I never got a sense of anything foreboding or bad. All right, so he thinks about that and he takes a bite of the bread.
Tastes great.
Yes, I'm eating.
And you die.
Think about the last time you've had a piece of warm bread. Just a so simple good. Piece of mm-hmm. warm bread, nothing even on it.
Yeah,
so good.
That's until where we'll
I
end eat, it tonight.
Until I was going to say until I bite into the toenail, and the recipe is toenail bread.
Toenail bread.
That's a flavor.
Yep, of course. I'm sure it is.
That counts.
So is that enough of a story?
Yeah, what kind of story are you
looking
for? I think
I was telling most of that story.
Right, I would love to hear more of the story, actually. It's been a way too long since I've heard any story that is relevant to me.
He's going to charge us two stories if you make him tell us a story.
What?
Have you heard the story about the town where people were running all over it, yelling about fragments of depraved gods?
No, I haven't. Sounds thrilling.
I mean, we don't know how it ends, maybe, but...
Sounds like a unsatisfying story.
Eric just owned himself.
Tell the story, Bathwack. Or I will tell the story of the tiny Bathwack who once was not tiny.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Rufina.
Once upon a time, there was a tall Bathwack. He suffered many very unfortunate things. Once he was swallowed by a giant toad. Another time he was an iguana. And there were some other humiliations that I don't remember at this moment. But most recently, he suddenly turned into only half of his height. Ha ha, the end.
Will laughs.
What's the deal about all of these humiliations?
I don't know, humiliations.
I don't
Are there
know.
More?
Oh, yes. I'm sure.
Oh, what else?
I think he likes our story.
One time he was caught in a gelatinous cube. That was pretty
oh,
great.
Yes. Oh,
and
yes,
guess who saved right. him? The not friendly one, I point to myself.
The Tivolian.
Yes, the Tivolian. We're
that's
so
it?
Well, I mean, one oh, time... One time he was casting spells, and instead of casting the spell he wanted to, he killed someone.
That's oh shit! She's right. That is true.
Nap.
That, I guess, is a humiliation.
yes. But, okay, listen. This
Bathwack walks outside.
This Bathwack
and closes the door.
Very good, Bathwack. Yeah, I'm right by the door. I'm opening it again. Just like literally, I'm saying it. I'm saying you don't understand. This Bathwack is a very good Bathwack. So when he kills somebody, that's not something that he likes to do, and it's kind of sad actually. And Will gets quiet for a second. So
I've walked where I can't hear anybody. I'm in the woods.
Oh, that's really sad that he didn't hear my sincere ending to the story, but I Will's know. Actually kind of sincere. Kind of sad, actually. And he's like, yeah, it was a sad story.
Interesting.
What kind of story are you looking for? You're not happy with these stories.
I mean, it sounds like you're just making fun of your friend.
I look out the door.
Okay.
Is he completely gone
into
the
woods? Are you actively hiding, Pathwack?
No, but just going for a little walk.
Like, are you in sight?
I'm not going far. I mean, I might... Is this... I don't remember now the layout around here. If this is built into a hill or a wall or something. Or if
yeah,
I can sort of walk around
it. It's built into a mountain, I think, right?
It's kind of like a face.
A rock face. So it could be just like one of those slight hills that's just all rock. Like a big rock.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Thing.
No, I just... And we were in the forest, or we are in the forest.
Yep. Pretty much. I would say are.
Just kind of wandering around. You know, I go to one side and just kind of look and go to the other.
I'm stepping out of the house to look for him.
Okay. I guess you maybe see him wandering around.
I'm not far away.
Okay. I'm not going to like run after him, but I'm looking. I'm not part of the conversation at this point.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Okay. So you want a story. So what the stories we told were not really stories, I guess. So you would like a story.
I don't think so. I mean, I guess if you could sell me on the fact that was a story, sure.
Well, what kind of stories do the umlauts usually tell you when you know?
Well, the umlauts don't tell me stories. The Supreme Forager does, typically.
Oh, I see.
Is the Supreme Forager not an umlaut?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I think they refer to her as one, but no, she's not.
Do you know, can you explain what she looks like?
Oh, she's a dwarf.
A dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Does she have a name?
I don't know. She's the Supreme Forager.
Oh, she's never introduced herself to you. Okay, well, that's okay.
Nothing other than that.
Well, I think with a title with that, that's really all you need.
I would say. I don't have any such title. I'm just Roger.
And I'm just Gwen. Titles are just really, I don't know.
Gosh?
Yeah.
For the birds. Very.
Rafina titles all the birds she sees.
Titles are for the birds! Oh my god! I love that.
That's exactly
right. I need to like
right.
draw a comic yes, strip of do. Rafina like walking around being like, I title these Sir
I dump
Birdie Pants. Yeah, like exactly. Like, holy
Sir
crap.
Birdie Pants.
Sir Birdie Pants.
Oh, I'm so happy about that.
Oh my god.
So you think titles are gauche? I think I might have an interesting story for you.
Oh. He looks like he's settling in a little bit. You can tell something good is coming.
What kind of seat is he sitting in?
Just a little stool.
A stool?
Yeah. Oh,
settling into a stool, you guys. What is
Will, you're not there!
What is Eric sit on? What the hell?
He's settling onto a spiked pole.
It's gotta be a beanbag chair. Come on.
I know.
Sorry.
It's one of those husband cushions or whatever.
Yes, yep, he's the lazy husband.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called.
Okay, well, Gwen's going to give him a sticky brick while he's sitting there getting comfortable.
Okay.
He
sweeps the hair out of the way of his mouth and puts it in.
And it sticks to it for a moment.
Yeah. He seems very deft at getting things away from his mouth hole.
Oh, yeah.
It's very quick motion. Sweep, plug.
So, here's a story for you. There once was this princess, we'll say, who was not very happy because, just like you, she felt that the title was pretty gauche and didn't really mean much, and it's just a title. There's nothing really that goes with it. So... she enjoyed cooking, much like you. And one day when she was out in the forest foraging around for delicious things to cook, she came upon this magical unicorn who could talk. Have you ever seen a talking unicorn?
I have not. Tell me
more.
Well,
this unicorn could talk. And this unicorn promised her
really awesome, like, magical powers if she would help her and help her spread good throughout the land. And being that, you know, titles are dumb, she ditched that princess title and she took the magical powers from this awesome talking unicorn and now can do so many really cool things, as well as cooking very well, and is going throughout the land of Six Rivers now, trying to help people and spread good to everybody.
Oh. Is there a twist? I want to
hear another one!
Oh, I mean, there's definitely twists and turns throughout
the way. Is the unicorn evil?
No, 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 no.
Oh.
This is a unicorn of good.
But we don't know about the other unicorn, if that was the right one, right?
Whoa. And Gwen gets just really quiet then, just starts thinking.
I mean, maybe, but maybe not, right? We don't know.
There's so much that we just don't know.
Like, what's a flavor?
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.